Welcome to the Smart Weight Loss Coaching Podcast. I'm Dr. Lisa Olson, a board-certified weight loss medicine specialist and certified life coach. In this podcast, I'll share fresh insights and effective techniques for incorporating mindset, habit change, and proven science into your life. Are you ready to achieve sustainable weight loss, wellness, and longevity? Then let's jump in and lose weight the smart way. One of my clients, let's call her Julie, snuck some Costco cake late one evening after her family went to bed. I had a feeling I knew why she ate off track like that. She was stuck in what I call a rock, an RROC, which stands for a recurrent, restrict, and overeat cycle. Is this something you're vulnerable to? And if so, how can we get off the hamster wheel of rock? No one likes being stuck in a recurrent, restrict, and overeat cycle. First, a description of what I mean when I talk about ROC, RROC, the recurrent, restrict, and overeat cycle. It's something I see in some of my clients, but definitely not in all of them. In my experience, it's more common in women than men, and also more common in women with a history of disordered eating or a challenging relationship with food and their bodies. Women who are mean girls toward themselves when they get off track are the most susceptible to the recurrent, restrict, and overeat cycle. Restricting happens in two different ways. Either a draconian form of calorie cutting that's not sustainable. I'm talking to you if you're trying to live on nuts, seeds, and berries and not giving your body enough fuel to function when you're trying to lose weight. Restricting can also happen as almost a compensation or even a punishment for an earlier indulgence. This is what I suspected with Julie. Knowing that she ate off plan late at night, I suspected she hadn't eaten enough during the day, making her vulnerable to cravings for hyper-palatable foods. Pair up calorie deprivation, availability of certain treat foods, and wrap it up in a bow of guilt, and you have a recipe for vulnerable off-track eating. Here's what we know about strict calorie cutting. We've done it for many years, and it just doesn't pay off for weight loss in the long run. When we're too strict about reducing calories, we start to feel deprived, and our longing for food can develop into a cycle of rumination, splurging, and then remorse. The remorse puts us in a negative state of defeat, making it more likely that we'll restrict again tomorrow and then become vulnerable to repeating the entire cycle. So with Julie, it started when she ate off plan a couple of days ago. She had chips with her lunch, not just a little bag, but she ate right out of a large bag, and then she beat herself up over it. After the mean girl negative self-talk, she felt terrible about herself. Her self-esteem was basically in a ditch. Then yesterday, to make up for the chips, she skipped breakfast, telling herself she wasn't that hungry anyway. At lunch, she had an apple and 5 walnuts. On first glance, that might not seem like a problematic lunch, but now she's headed into the evening overly hungry because an apple and a few nuts isn't enough to fuel her body all day long. Also, counting out 5 walnuts feels too strict to me. We're trying to let go of punishing and rewarding ourselves with food. Limiting herself to 5 walnuts feels a bit punishing. Was it enough? In this case, no. By dinner time, she was ravenous, and the Costco cake sitting on a shelf in her fridge was calling her name. But Julie told herself she wouldn't fall into a trap of overeating just because she was hungry, so she held back. For dinner, she had a small portion of chicken, just a half serving, and asparagus. By 9 p.m., she was feeling cranky and hungry, actually a bit miserable, though she didn't recognize why, and she started ruminating about that Costco cake. As soon as everyone else went to bed, she returned to the kitchen, had a big piece, and then she had another. Julie overate 2 days ago, punished herself with calorie restriction, then overeat again, and now the cycle continues. So how do we interrupt that recurrent restrict and overeat cycle? How can you get out from under the rock? One of the first steps is to recognize the cycle and commit to interrupting it. How do we do that? By not restricting. Whether you're restricting because you're simply trying to eat a bit less to compensate for some extra calories, or you're restricting by telling yourself that you've been bad for eating bad food, it's just not a win for your mindset, your waistline, or your health. What I like to tell people after they overeat, eat off plan, or even binge, is that it's important to reset gently without skipping meals or drastically restricting. Invite yourself to make your next choice the healthy one. Here's what I mean. When Julie eats chips off plan and then thinks about what she did, she feels defeated and powerless. Ready to dig deep to find the thought making her feel powerless? It was probably something like this. I blew it again. I'll never lose the weight because I have no willpower. What would that thought do for you? Try it out. When you think, I blew it again, I'll never lose the weight because I have no willpower, how do you feel? Powerless and defeated, right? Right on. That's exactly how I would feel from that thought. And because our feelings drive our actions, it follows that a person feeling powerless wouldn't even try to avoid some Costco ultra-processed cake because she believes she doesn't have the ability to say no. And why would she bother saying no when she feels defeated and like it won't make a difference anyway? Are you following me? Our thoughts, like, I'll never lose the weight, create our feelings. And then our feelings drive our actions. Unfortunately, after eating the cake, Julie now believes she has confirmation of her thought that she'll always blow it because she has no willpower. And so she continues on the rock cycle, circling around and around in the recurrent restricting and overeating cycle. She's stuck under the rock. Based on what we know about rock, how do you expect things to go today? My guess is that since she ate cake last night, she'll now skip or eat a very small breakfast today. Lunch will be something close to diety perfection if she eats much at all. And then by afternoon, she'll be hungry and craving chips or sweets or something off plan. If there's a perfect storm and something comes her way this afternoon, let's say a friend offers her some candy or a brownie, the process will simply continue onward. Step one in order to stop the recurrent restrict and overeat cycle is simply to recognize it. When you see that it's happening, not due to a willpower problem, but rather due to the restriction itself, you're already taking back some control over the situation. Step two is to pause for a moment and acknowledge weight loss is hard. It's a long-term journey to lose and maintain weight, and recognizing a rock cycle is actually a win in the long term. You're going to interrupt your spin in the rock hamster wheel and reset your way of getting back on track. Step number three is to normalize your next meal. Eat normal, healthy, and reasonable foods in appropriate amounts for maintenance of weight loss. It's time to let go of toxic diet culture thinking and just give your brain a break. Don't eat a tiny portion. Don't get all orthorexic on me and eat a lettuce leaf and a quarter of a red bell pepper. That's not a meal. I want you to eat real food and eat enough. You can have your veggies or fruit, but also have some protein, have some healthy fats, and stop being afraid of healthy whole grains. This is the right time to be generous with real food portions. One caveat, because ultra-processed foods make us hungrier, it's critical that after eating off plan, your next meal should contain what I would call real food or unprocessed food with few, if any, Nova 4 or ultra-processed ingredients. Please don't skip your next meal, and please don't restrict at your next meal. Try not to let your next meal contain foods with xanthan gum, mono and diglycerides, carrageenan, palm oil, or any other Nova 4 ingredients. Those will make you hungry and pop you right back into the rock. Step number 4, ask yourself this question. When is the last time you planned a treat? Often the recurrent restrict and overeat cycle begins because we're resisting treats. You've heard me say it before, and I'll say it again because in my experience, it's critical. We have to plan and allow occasional treats or splurges. They're going to pop up anyway, so wouldn't you rather plan the treat you want in the situation you want to eat it rather than depriving yourself and having some less desirable treat pop up? In Julie's case, she really never plans treats for herself. Why not? She'd tell you that she can't plan a treat when she just had a double portion of Costco cake and when she wasn't even hungry. Ironically, she doesn't even like that Costco cake much, and she certainly doesn't feel good about having it late at night covertly in front of a screen. A much better option would be for her to plan a treat. How about planning to make a homemade lemon poppy seed cake from scratch over the weekend? That sounds amazing to me. This way, you're sure to get real ingredients rather than the ultra-processed ingredients found in the Costco cake that just make you hungrier. You can plan to serve the homemade cake to family or friends, and you'll commit to having one piece of the cake, not an overindulgent, guilt-inducing portion. Step number 5 is to coach yourself. In this case, there are two types of coaching that Julie needs. The first is some loving support and redirection when she gets off plan. I like to use a silly little saying that I made up, no sweat, reset. It's more powerful if you wipe your brow as you say, no sweat, and if you push an imaginary reset button on your palm as you say, reset. No sweat, reset. The Costco cake happened. That doesn't make me a bad person. I'm just in a rock cycle, which I can interrupt. The other kind of coaching is to practice coaching around planned treats. Here's an example. Sure, my brain is offering me some more Costco cake because it's still sitting there in my fridge. But this time, I'm allowing a planned treat. I'm planning something. Tomorrow is Saturday, and I'm going to make a homemade cake from scratch. Something I haven't done in years. I'll wait until tomorrow to have my treat. It's not that treats are forbidden. It's that I'm choosing to have a homemade cake for my treat tomorrow. I can sit with the discomfort of wanting this Costco cake today, knowing that tomorrow I'll be eating my cake on my terms. For your MBA, you may simply want to raise your awareness if you're getting stuck under a rock. If you catch yourself in recurrent resist and overeat cycles, remind yourself that you have the power to make a change. Or maybe your NBA is simply to start planning a treat once or twice a week to avoid the unplanned and less desired treats from bubbling up. One last thing, be sure to head over to our Facebook or Instagram pages by searching for Lisa Oldson, MD. That's OLDSON. If you'd like to register for this year's Women's Wellness Retreat, while we still have an early bird discount, you can find a link through our social media sites. Thanks so much for listening. If you'd like more support during your smart weight loss journey, check out our group coaching program at smartweightlosscoaching.com. Until next time, stay well and stay smart.